Hey, good morning. 7:14, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Today we got some sunshine, breezy, high of 55 tonight, mostly clear, low of 39. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 48. Thursday, sunny, high of 52. It feels like fall, baby.
Feels like fall.
My yard starting to just get full of leaves. And
your gutters.
Oh, dude, no, my gutters are good. I got those gutter guards in there. Nice try, dick. My gutters are sparkling. I'm at this point where it's like, do I hire someone to remove the leaves? I'm only 32. Am I at the point yet where I can justify hiring someone?
Well, don't ask me, because you know my opinion on this.
Well, you just let everything be.
Yeah.
You don't mow your yard. You don't really have any trees. You don't get many leaves, do you?
Not too bad, really. No. I mean, it blows from other yards.
But I don't mind mowing the lawn, but raking leaves. All right, I got PTSD from raking leaves as a child. I grew up on a farm with a lot of trees and a big-ass yard.
Yeah.
And we had to rake. All right?
Sucks.
We had to rake.
Blisters
on my hands from raking so much.
You know what I see all the time? People rake in the yard, and then they get done, and then they look over, and then a big gust of wind comes and just hovers the yard with leaves again.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, I may just pay someone to do it, or I'm just not going to do it.
I'm just determined people do it just because they want to have something to do.
Yeah. I can think of a lot better things to do, though, than rake leaves. The only reason I'm ever going to knock up Kiki is so I have someone to rake leaves in 10 years.
Can you just mow them?
You can, but then unless you got a way to, like, you know, bag them, then it just gets all over the yard, especially if there's a lot. Like, you see my yard.
Isn't it like natural fertilizer, though?
I don't know, Bill Nye.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I'm not going to. It's fall. It's a beautiful thing. I'm just gonna
break them into a pile and set them on fire.
There you go. That's why I would.
There you go. And then I'm gonna jump over that with a skateboard.
Oh,
I'm gonna build a ramp.
See, now you're thinking.
And I'm gonna build a ramp next to a pile of leaves. Light the pile of leaves on fire and jump over.
Well, what are you doing today? I'll bring my Huffy over.
Perfect. It's gonna be so cool.
I got pegs. We could do it together.
Bring over the video camera.
Yes,
we're making it onto AFV.
It's gotta be one of those 1992 shoulder cams.
It's going to be the best day ever.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Seriously, though, I have pegs, bro. I got pegs.
We'll put Kiki on the pegs.
On the pegs.
And I'm going to jump it with her on the back.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. So Tara Reid was kicked off a flight after throwing a tantrum over the window seat.
Oh.
Tara Reid, you remember her? She used to be famous.
Yeah.
The actress was on board a Delta flight, 613 from L.A. to New York on Monday afternoon. Witnesses tell the gossip blog that Tara was angry and loudly complained about being put in the wrong seat. She later complained about not getting a pillow. Flight attendants tried to, say, we're sorry, hey, here you go. But it just didn't work.
Which is weird, because I thought she passed away in Sharknado 8. I didn't know she was still alive.
She's still alive. She is a train wreck.
Yeah.
But I never like to joke about someone's substance abuse problem, but she literally, like, she had that show. Do you remember that show that she did where it was just a travel show? And it was literally just her just getting hammered drunk in different locations.
Well, she, back in American Pie days, she was hot.
I never thought she, not saying, I mean, I totally would do the old horizontal hustle, but I didn't think she was the hottest one in those movies.
Well,
By far.
Yeah.
I did.
What was her name?
Nadia.
Yeah.
No, the hottest thing in those American Pie movies was the pie.
Was
that apple pie was.
You would go there.
That apple pie was hot, son. Ooh.
No wonder you love Thanksgiving so
much. Cut me off a slice of that pie, baby. Right.
Where'd Brock go? Hey, where'd the apple pie go?
Oh, my God.
Grandma,
Grandma's so disappointed. You know how many Thanksgivings I've ruined since that movie's come out? I'm not allowed at my aunt's house anymore during Thanksgiving. God. So anyway, apparently Tara Reid is still alive.
Yeah.
And she's still throwing drunk tantrums on planes. lastly, one of the world's first robots. All I can think about is that pie.
Jeez, look at you, man. You're all excited.
All right. I need a book. Can you hand me that book over there? I got to stand up quick. One of the first world's first robots that's available for home use is named Pepper. And today, Pepper is scheduled to appear before politicians in England so the politicians can better understand robots and what role they'll play in society. This is so funny to me because what I feel like is It's going to be all these old white politicians, all these old white guys, right? Mm-hmm. These white-haired, just no idea how to use their smartphones.
Yeah, they can barely work their jitterbug.
Barely work. They're like, they still have pagers, and they're going to be standing around this robot, like with sticks, like
like a caveman.
Like a caveman. Yeah. Like, who are you? What do you do?
It's like Encino Man.
Are you reading my thoughts right now? They're going to be questioning this robot. Folks.
Does it say what the robot does?
No, not really. It's just a, almost like an Alexa at this point. Oh, okay. It's not like a robot that can, it's not like from the Jetsons. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it is one of the first steps into, you know, AI and robots that I eventually will be in the workforce, eventually will be in our homes. Mm-hmm. Folks, we're not that far off from home robot butlers, basically.
Elon Musk is shaking in his boots, man. He is very anti-AI.
So,
he's a very smart dude.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about AI?
Here's the thing is, I would love to have a robot that would do my laundry, that could clean the house. Think about it. It would make life easier. You would have more free time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, when I got back from vacation, I spent a day and a half. I spent Saturday and Sunday doing laundry from vacation. If I had a robot take care of that for me, absolutely.
It'd be awesome.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Hey, robot, fix me breakfast. Hey, robot, go take the dogs for a walk. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing.
Doesn't scare you at all, though?
I feel like I always joke about Skynet being real, and I'm sure there's a way we could abuse the power of technology, but I don't know if there's ever going to be a time where a robot over... I think there are going to be a lot of people that... not a lot. There's going to be a handful of people that die in the early stages of home ownership robots. I really do, because someone's going to short circuit and, you know, there's going to be like a dressing robot and it's going to choke the owner. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Jim Olsen died this past weekend because his butler robot choked him. And it went haywire and choked him while putting on his tie.
You overwork me. You are going to die.
Actually, you know what? The robots that are going to rise up are the sex robots.
Oh, jeez.
Those robots are just going to have it just too much.
Hey, at least they'll go with a smile, though.
That's true. That's true. If I am going to die, I want to die at the hands of my sex robot that is shaped like a pie. That's your morning dump. Oh, feel better, don't it?
Man. The morning.